What is up, guys? Welcome to the Think Computers Weekly Tech Podcast. This is episode 492, and we are finally back. Of course, with me is my trusty co-host. I can't even talk because we're just...
You're a little rusty.
I feel like I am a little rusty. It's been quite a while since we've been on the podcast. I was over in Southeast Asia and Taiwan and China and finally back. So it's good to see you, Ryan. I feel like it's been forever.
Yeah, it has. I mean, if I kept going like, how long is he going to be over there again? You know, like just right around a month, right? Maybe a little more.
A little like, I think it's like 45 days. I don't know. I've been gone a long time.
Yeah, you've been gone a while. So
yeah, it's good to be back. It's the biggest thing that I told Ryan when I came back is for the past 45 days, I've been working on my laptop, which is like a 14-inch laptop. And the best part about coming back is my 49-inch monitor, multitasking, just having multiple windows open. It's the best feeling. And coming back to like a fast computer with like, I have super fast internet too. So it's like your internet at hotels can sometimes it's really good, but then sometimes it can be spotty. And like when you're trying to do work, it's not the best. So coming back to, again, super fast computer and super fast internet and my 49-inch monitor, it just feels so good. It's like it's like I don't want to leave now. It's like I never want to leave again. You know?
CES will be here in no time, and then it'll be Computex again. So
I know. It just comes right back around. But we do have a ton to talk about this week. But first, I want to let you know that this week's episode is brought to you by our friends over at ADATA and their Urban TapSafe portable SSD. And I actually had a chance to take a look at this at Computex. And essentially, it's a standard USB 3.2 Gen 2x2 portable SSD, but it uses NFC to actually unlock it, which is pretty cool. So, you know, data security, of course, is incredibly important. And the cool thing is that this is just super easy to unlock. There's no passcode or anything like that. You don't have to plug it in and then like have an app on your device to unlock it. You actually can just use your phone and just tap it and then it will unlock, which I think is really cool. And it's actually priced good right now for how storage has been going lately. So the 1 terabyte is $219.99, where the 2 terabyte is $391.99. So pretty good price if you're looking for a portable SSD. But yeah, it's nice and small. Like I said, gives
it's fast too, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Gen 2x2.
Yeah. To Gen 2x2. So 1900 megabytes a second to read and write. And it's just, like I said, just super easy to use and just gives you that data security that you want, which I think is an awesome thing. So if you do want to learn more about it, you can go to thinkcomputers.org/urban-tap-safe. We will have a review of this coming soon, so definitely stay tuned for that as well. But I love these little drives that, like, one, I love portable storage. And I used a lot of portable storage on this trip too, which was, and that included ADATA drives and other drives and things like that. But you know, when you're traveling, if something happens, I actually lost my passport on this trip half a day, but I got it back. But when you lose things, you know, when you're traveling, you have the possibility to lose things, and you don't want somebody to pick up your portable SSD and then have access to, whether that's, you know, personal photos or things like that, or just like your, you know, really important files or whatever it is. You don't want people to be able to access those. So having that data security with a drive like this is definitely awesome. So again, thinkcomputers.org/urban-tap-safe. And you can go ahead and learn more about that drive and pick it up as well.
Cool.
Now, lots to talk about. Like I said, we'll be talking mostly about Computex, which was a crazy show. Lots to talk about. I feel like Ryan and I are old because every company was celebrating like, oh, it's the 20th anniversary. Yeah, it's the 30th anniversary. We're celebrating 10 years of this. So we have a lot of that to talk about. Some really cool and unique products. And then I also, after Computex, I flew to China to see how sort of memory is made with Lexar, and to see their labs and see what kind of testing they do. So we're talking about that as well. And we do have a full dedicated Computex 2026 page on the website if you haven't seen it. So if you go to the website right here, and then at the top, it just says Computex 2026. You click into that, and it has all of the articles in essentially everything that we're going to be talking about. And we will get started here in 1 second. Have you tried to, you know, have you ever like logged out of X and then logged back in? It's like, I'm trying
that
right now, and it's just like, I don't know.
Not liking it.
I feel like when you go away for so long, like I've had to log back into everything.
Yeah.
And it's like,
obviously been at home, but I haven't used StreamYard since we like last podcast, and I had to re-log into it. And I was like, how am I signed into this thing? And thankfully, you know, got signed right back in. But I hate when that happens.
And like my last logins were like when I was in China. So that doesn't help.
They're like, you're home now?
Yeah, so, but in any case, we'll start things off with Asus ROG at Computex. And as I said, we're old. They're celebrating 20 years of ROG.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Which is really, really crazy. And with that, they're releasing 20th anniversary edition versions of a lot of their products. I would say probably the craziest one, and the one that that I want the most, which I won't get because they're only making like 20 of them, I think, is the ROG Astro RTX 5090 Edition 20 GPU. So this is a custom ROG Astro 5090. The cool thing about it is that it has this screen right here on the side. It's a curved screen that goes around the edge of the card. I think it's the perfect placement for that.
Yep.
It's hard to see in these pictures from this event, but it has this really cool backplate that actually has a window on it, so you can see the components on the back of the card, which is really, really cool. For their 20th edition products, they're actually doing like this black and gold color, which just looks awesome. Really good. But yeah, it's just an awesome looking card. Like I said, there's only going to be, I think, 20 of these.
Makes sense. Yeah.
Which is not a lot. Super limited edition. And I don't even believe you'll be able to buy it like as a consumer.
Yeah. They're probably just going to a select number of people, I'm sure.
That and when it comes to like the actual 20th edition hardware, like the actual hardware itself, you have to buy the entire thing.
Oh,
so there'll be like per region, there'll be like a couple of them, and you have to buy essentially this whole thing.
Oh, wow.
So there's a 20th edition RTX 5090, which is right here.
Yep.
There's a 20th edition motherboard, which is an AMD X870E motherboard, which also looks just great, right? Looks awesome. I think it has 8 M.2 slots or something, like something crazy. Their highest end motherboard they've ever made. That comes with this AIO.
Yeah, with a huge screen.
The entire thing comes in a suitcase, or like a suitcase.
Yeah.
Really, really cool setup. And then it also comes with this open frame case, which is made of aluminum. It's an awesome open frame case. So you have that. And there's also their 3,000 watt power supply.
3,000 watts is wild.
Yeah, 3,000 watt power supply. That's their ROG Thor 3000 Titanium 3 Edition 20. And they made some cool changes to this compared to just like the original ROG Thor Titanium Edition. So one, the color's been changed. But one of the cool things that Asus did with their Thor power supplies when they initially came out was they put this little screen here on this. And what they've done is they've actually made this, they put Pogo style connections on it. So you can move the screen now. So if you have a case that doesn't have that little window for the power supply, you can move this essentially anywhere in your system. And if you saw on our, on this picture, you can see that they've actually moved it right here and they put it on the front. So that's one cool thing that they've done as well. The power supply also comes with their ROG equalizer cable, which is their heavy duty cable, 12 VHPWR power cable that essentially is one of the best engineered 12 VHPWR power cables. So again, if you're buying this entire setup, you'd never, like, if that graphics card dies, I don't think you'll be able to get another one. So that gives you that extra protection as well. There's so much more with this power supply. So really, really, really cool. And like, they had this ROG 20th celebration event too. We have a full gallery of it. It was a really cool event to go to, talking about all the new products, but also going over, you know, the history of ROG and everything like that. Lots of new products being announced by Asus at Computex. Just some really cool stuff at this event. They also hosted us at their headquarters in Taiwan. And this was super cool because they had like OG original ROG gear from back in the day. And we kind of,
that sounds cool.
They had this like little thing we were able to walk through and see older ROG products sort of like from the beginning. And it's like, wow, like you feel old because you like remember these like early ROG products and you're like, I remember reviewing this. And then you're like, holy crap, that was 20 years ago.
Well, and like the old original ROG logo, you know, wasn't like these eyes. It was a different logo. So you see some of that really old stuff. And it's pretty
cool. And they had that at their booth too. They had their like a sort of like some of the best ROG products over the years. They had that, and we actually covered that in our video of that. So actually, let me do this. Let's go back, because we did a video. Let's go, a long form video on their booth at Computex. Why is this not working?
It's down there.
There you go. So this one right here, going over the new ROG products, but also they have a throwback motherboard, which I thought was really, really cool. Let's see.
With like the blue and copper, right?
Yeah. So to celebrate, one of the cool things is the, here it is, you know, the original ROG motherboard is pretty iconic. So they've done this ROG 2006 throwback motherboard that has original copper and everything like that. Now it's an AMD motherboard, so it's a current AM5 board. But it has that those throwback blue colors and everything like that. It has the original ROG logo on it, not the new one. And it's a really cool board. And if you're kind of into, again, like tech nostalgia, it's like you can have a current product that kind of has that old school vibe, which I thought was really cool. So we go over that, and then behind there is this wall of ROG products, which again I go over in the video too. You can get a little close up of the new board here.
It's pretty sweet.
Yeah, it's really, really sweet. So I believe this is limited edition, not as limited edition as the 20th anniversary products, but like I said, just super cool. Just a super cool board overall, and really cool to see, you know, Asus kind of go back to like their original roots with this, not just come out with like a board that's all brand new and everything. So I really thought that was super cool there as well. And then as far as like their gaming devices, they have a new ROG Azoth. This is their Extreme Edition 20, new colorway, gold inside the inside the keyboard.
It looks so good.
This thing looks amazing. Like, it's one of the
mouse looks good. The keyboard looks good.
So we'll talk about the mouse here in a second too, but this keyboard is super, super high end. And a lot of their 20th edition products will come with a gold plated little card here. And on the keyboard, it actually goes in the back of the if you flip the keyboard over, it goes into the back. So that was super cool to see as well. And again, just a super high-end keyboard, the most expensive keyboard they'll ever come out with. I believe it's $600. It's $599. So that's very expensive. But yeah, all aluminum frame on this. Like, it's an awesome keyboard. And again, we go over the keyboard in our long form video as well. So check that out. And then when it comes to the mouse, they have their ROG Harp 2 Extreme Edition. 65K sensor on this, a crazy sensor. Wild. It actually has gold inside of it as well. There's a gold plated little emblem in there that's actually in the mouse itself. It looks so good with the actual keyboard. And yeah, it just felt really good. The way that they've kind of made the shell so it's see-through with the gold, really, really awesome on this as well. And it's only 82 grams with the gold inside, which is, I think it's not bad. And this one is going to be their most expensive mouse ever at $249. Ooh. I believe now these you'll be able to buy, I think there's like 10,000 units of the keyboard and mouse. So they're limited edition, but they're not crazy limited like the actual hardware for the 20th edition. So you will be able to pick these up. And then it's kind of, you can kind of see them back here. They actually have these really cool keycaps as well. And this one right here is a chair and it actually spins.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So the chair spins. So there's these mystery keycap boxes where it's a mystery box and then you don't know what's inside. And then you can, you get like a limited edition one inside as well. So, they have that stuff. So really cool of them to just celebrate their 20th anniversary. Yeah. And it was, like I said, really cool to see some of the older products over the years. That was one of the really cool things I think that I saw at Computex. So definitely, check that out. We'll move on to Trikes and their big thing this year. They've upgraded a lot of their AIOs, but they have this hologram AIO. So it's called their Trikes Holo 360. It's a 360 millimeter AIO, but it has this display here, which you can see, which sort of looks like it's like this square display and the screen is actually up here and it's reflected onto this, this piece of like, you know, see-through glass with a mirror and it makes like a hologram. You can see my hand behind it. I wanted to know your thoughts on this. I know you didn't see it in person.
Yeah. I've looked into these before for like, well, not necessarily this, but like this effect. It's called Pepper's Ghost. And it's like a really old technology. They used to use this back in the day, like in theater and movie type stuff to make ghosts and like hologram type stuff. It's kind of funny that it's coming here. It's cool. I like this idea. You know, we've had Trikes had the couple curved screens that we took a look at on their AIOs. Then we had the stage that we reviewed a month or two ago that was kind of almost the opposite of this, right? You've got a platform and something physical can sit on it, whereas with this it's just like these floating objects. And I think you can get some really cool effects with this, you know, like some sort of like power core or something that's like sitting there spinning around just floating and powering your system or something. This is cool.
I think when it comes to AIOs, I think Trikes is kind of like the innovator as far as like, okay, put a screen on it, but then they were one of the first to do the curved screen, and then like you said, they did the stage and now they have this hologram. I got to see it in person. Like I said, it was really cool. I did feel it was kind of boxy though, with like this whole thing is kind of like a box. That's the only thing that I thought about, you know, it's kind of like, but it does look cool and it's something different. Would you use this over a screen?
Probably not, because it's always like that transparency is a little like too it's too transparent, right? You can't ever really make it solid. And the reason they've got that kind of box is because there's an angled piece of usually like glass or something that's what's catching that image there, and it allows that effect to work. I don't think so. I think maybe not in an AIO, but somewhere else in a system, we can figure out a way to do this and incorporate it and make it cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was kind of like their big thing that they were showing. They had a bunch of other cool stuff. They updated their panorama. So again, that's what they were known for. So they have their panorama V2 upgraded pump, Asetek 10th gen pump, new fans. They've integrated the cabling into the wires now. So very clean. And of course, Ryan, you reviewed this. So you know, and one of the other cool things is this piece right here just pulls off, just completely pulls off, and it's a type C. And that allows you to make this display horizontal, as you can see it now, or vertical. And there's a VRM fan under that. So nice upgrade. Also, this piece that comes off, the screen piece, is now aluminum. It's not plastic.
Ooh, very nice.
And they've made the bezels a lot smaller on the display. So nice upgrades on this overall.
Those fans look good too.
Yeah, the fans look
good. I like how the lines connect between each of them, right? They're individual fans, but the way the lighting lines connect to each other looks really nice.
Yeah, I really, really like that. I think this is going to be around $350, they said, when it comes out. It's their highest end pump. I forget the TDP rating on this, but it's really high because it does have that brand new 10th gen pump from Asetek and all that. But they had this, and then they also updated their panorama. Did I have pictures of it? Yeah. Their panorama SEV2, also new upgrades, single fan array right here. Mm-hmm. So we're going to see a lot of that. And the cool thing about this one is that there's two options for it. And I kind of have pictures of it. Do I have pictures of the... Yeah, so there's two options. So your main option is just like your normal one with a normal tubing. But then they have this one, which you reviewed a couple of these from other brands where it has that short tubing that kind of comes down from the top. If you mount this on the top and just has less tubing mess sort of like in your system. So you'll get two options for that. They've also made the bezels smaller on this new Asetek pump. I think it's their newer 8th gen pump that's in here too. So kind of just some nice revisions from Trikes on that. They also had a new colorway of the Flova case, which you can see right here, which is this green. If you're into this case, I think it's a nice addition. I think they had the white, the blue, the pink, and now they have the green on that case. They also were showing this.
This is an interesting one.
This cooler, which is just sort of was just sitting there. Did not much information on it. But I do like this display on an air cooler, on the top of the air cooler. So... that kind of matches the Flova design. So I don't know if that this is kind of made to match that. They also had their Luca, smaller Luca case, which is right here. So the Luca case, when it came out, was pretty iconic for them, but it was huge. It was really, really big. So what they've done is actually made it just smaller. So it's a smaller version of the Luca case, more manageable. Won't ship with any fans. They had a fan array in here, but it won't ship with any fans. Just a smaller version, and it should be, I forget the pricing, but I think it's right around like 100, 119 with no fans. Yes. They teamed up with this, this one company to do a stainless steel mini ITX system here. These are made to order. So if you order one, it's custom made, all stainless steel. It really industrial with like the switch and all of that. If you wanted something like that, they're going to have that as well. It's called the Voss. I thought that was really cool too. So lots of cool stuff there from Trikes. Really excited to get some of these AIOs into test as well. And then from Trikes, we'll go to ASRock. And again, as I said, we're like feeling old these days.
Yeah.
ASRock celebrated 10 years of Tai Chi, of their Tai Chi brand. So we saw their 10th anniversary Tai Chi motherboard. Right. Initially, we saw the leaks, and then I got to see it at the ASRock event at the Newegg Gamer Zone. They have two 10th anniversary motherboards. So there's the X870E Tai Chi 10th anniversary, and then we have the Z890 Tai Chi 10th anniversary. These have this really cool design, and for their 10th anniversary, it's sort of black, silver, and gold. All the products are going to be this black, silver, and gold. The thing that's a bummer about these is I don't think these are going to be for sale. None of these 10th anniversary products are going to be for sale, which I'm not a big fan of. So they have a graphics card as well that's 10th anniversary. They had a handful of different 10th anniversary products, but they're not really going to be for sale. They're going to be like, you know, custom builds for them and stuff, which is kind of a bummer because I would love to check out like one of these boards. So that's kind of a bummer. We have a video as well, and they had a wall of their iconic Tai Chi products, going all the way back to the first Tai Chi motherboard, which is the Intel X99 Tai Chi. So that was really cool to see, like, again, these old motherboards that they had. So check out the video. It's in the article if you want to see it. It's a long-form video going over all of those products. And you can see the wall of their Tai Chi, like the first Tai Chi graphics card, which I reviewed, which is a 5700 XT. But a bunch of their older things. We also got to see, and this had already been on sale for like a month, but I hadn't seen it in person, was the X870E Tai Chi white motherboard.
Looks pretty good.
It's the first all white Tai Chi motherboard, so it's all white design, silver accents, really good looking board. So I was able to see that as well. And then their AIOs, and you know, Ryan, you reviewed what, three or four of their AIOs already, and they're pretty new into the AIO game. And
they've been really good though.
Yeah, they've been pretty solid overall. They have a new Tai Chi 360 holo. And again, we're talking about holograms. This is the other sort of different hologram tech that uses a fan to create the hologram. So this is a 360 millimeter AIO. It has the pump block here. And then on that is a fan that has, I guess they're LEDs.
Yeah.
On it. And when it spins, it creates an image. It's kind of hard to see here in the photo. Check out the video. You can see it better. And you'll be able to change this picture and everything like that. Just something a little bit different.
These do look cool in person. Like, I remember seeing like the booths, you know, over the past few years at like CES, where you'd see these, not necessarily on AIOs obviously, but other products, and they look really cool, especially because they always draw a crowd. Like, people are always looking at them, and so yeah, it's not surprising that they ended up in AIOs. I think you can get some cool looks here as well, kind of floating designs, things like that, with this. So just the next step in AIO displays.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. And they'll have an app that will allow you to change this, a mobile app that will allow you to change the image, what you want to put on here, which was really cool as well. And it's a single 360 millimeter piece on here for the fans. There's some RGB lighting on the top as well. So definitely like that. And then we finally got to see the final version of the Tai Chi Aqua 360. I saw this at CES. This is the final version. So this will be their highest end liquid CPU cooler, of course, being part of that Tai Chi line. The cool thing about this one is that it has really high-end fans, but on top of that, it has this display, but this display is modular, meaning that you can see it's pulled off of the block here. You can put it on the block if you want, just to have that normal AIO look, but you can also just put it anywhere in your system to, you know, have the stats and everything like that. And the block is clear. It's almost like a normal block, like for like standard water cooling, that would be clear. So you can see the coolant and everything like that. And there's a built-in flow meter right here. Another thing that's cool about this one is if you did want to get into maybe custom loops and things like that. There's actually two ports here, so you can add something into this if you wanted to. So I thought that was pretty cool there as well. They have a workstation power supply, which again, it's cool to see, but again, like we don't do workstation stuff, but they have a new workstation power supply. And here you can see that Aqua cooler, and then you can see they put the display over here. But yeah, pretty cool to see a lot of these new products. And again, they're 10th anniversary products, like again, the graphics card. There's the back of that one, but sadly, those won't be for sale. But yeah, they had a lot of really cool stuff on display as well. And just always good to see new ASRock products, especially their Tai Chi products. And really cool to see like the again, like this hologram, you know, on an AIO again. It's just like, it does look really, really cool.
It's tough to show in pictures too.
Yeah, very tough. So check out the video. Like I said, the video is in the article. But yeah, just some really cool things to see from ASRock. And again, seeing the old products is like one of my favorite things to see. And then from there, we'll move on to Be Quiet. And they had a handful of new products as well. And this one, we also have a long form video on, which is in the article as well. So new power supply from them. This is their Dark Power Pro 14IO. This is Cybernetics Titanium certified, fully modular power supply. It is big too. It's a big power supply. This is their first one that has a USB connection. So they're going to have in their software where you can monitor everything. It will show you your price per watts. So if you're really power conscious, you'll be able to see how expensive it is for you to be running your system and things like that. So that was really cool. And a lot of the new products are being called IO because they're all going to be able to be connected to their software now. That's the big thing that they're doing. This one will be available in 1300 watt and 1600 watt versions launching in Q4. We have a new case. So this is very early prototype of the PureBase 803. It's going to come in two different versions, white version and a black version, and then sort of a glass version and an air version. So the glass version on the front has a glass panel. The air version on the front will have just a normal sort of front panel, did I not take a picture of the front? I thought I took a picture of the front. Let's see. I guess I didn't. But there's a normal panel here on the front. This is a pretty big case too, as you can see. It's a tall case. It does, you know, up to extended ATX, but also workstation motherboards. So this piece right here can actually be moved. And if you're doing like an AI build with like a workstation motherboard, it will actually fit in this case. As you can see, you can do a ton of fans. And these are 140s, not 120s. Wow. So you can fit a lot of fans inside of here. I don't believe it will ship with fans. That's what they said initially. But yeah, lots of room for cooling. I really like the white one. It just goes together so, so well. And they also, the side mounts will also support storage brackets here. They don't come with a case, but if you wanted to do a storage heavy build, you can go ahead and buy these separately and do a really nice high-end build. So pretty versatile case, depending on what you want to do with it. And it should be pretty affordable there as well. Their new Light Loop, we saw this early at CES. This is the final version. The Light Loop IO LCD, it's their first AIO with an LCD screen. They're going with the circular design here. And it looks really good. Again, it connects with their software, so you can fully program all of this. 360, 240 millimeter versions. There's the 240, both white and black. So that will be their first LCD AIO. Talking about LCDs, we have the final version of the Darkrock Pro 6 IO LCD. This is their Darkrock Pro 6, 7 heat pipes, dual tower, dual fan, but it has the LCD on the top. So that's going to display stats and things like that. So really awesome to see all these like LCDs coming on, not just AIOs, but air coolers. And then they have their fans. So they have their new Lightwings Pro IO. And the cool thing about these is you can get them in their single fan packs, you know, but they're going to have fan arrays. In the fan arrays will be available up to 420 millimeters. So wow. You get like a 240, a 360, and a 420. These are the 420s, black and white versions. The fans are RGB, and then there's an outer RGB ring that goes around. And the cool thing about these is that Type-C connection in and out, so you don't have to worry about multiple cables. And then it's kind of hard to see in the picture, but right here is the controller. Mm-hmm. And the controllers can be daisy chained together. So if you have multiple of these fan arrays, all you have to do is plug in your PWM once and your RGB once, and then you just daisy chain the controllers. You don't have to do like for each array, you don't need your own. It's really nice how they have that set up. And again, this all goes into their software and you can control everything. So really, really like that as well. For their keyboard and mice, they're releasing a Light Mounts TKL. So Light Mounts, which is their very quiet keyboard, just going to have a TKL version. So they had a full size before. Now we have a TKL. So actually really like, I'm actually using one of their mice right now. Really nice. And we have a Light Mount review coming too. So stay tuned for that. There's also going to have a big mouse mat. So 900 by 500 millimeters. That's going to launch with the keyboard. And you can see it right there too. So lots of cool stuff from Be Quiet. Like I said, we have our full video in there. So again, if you want to check that out, definitely go ahead and do that. And then we have some newer brands, Level Play. We reviewed one of their, you reviewed one of their AIOs, and they have some, I really like these. So they had a handful of stuff on display, but the thing that really caught my attention was their Neutro series. So Neutro is sort of this, I guess you would call it like retro futurism
type of, I don't know.
Yeah. So they had an AIO, which is their Neutro 360. And it has this, like, when was the last time you saw fangirls on
it? Oh, I know. Forever ago.
So this is a 360 millimeter AIO, no screen. But they're going with this orange and yellow design. I believe these are RGB fans, so you can change the color. Orange kind of braiding here on the tubing. And then you have on the pump block, you have this. This actually lights up. I have a picture of it lit up. I guess I didn't. I'm getting a picture of it lit up. But this is actually a dial. So you, this this turns the fans up and down. So it's a physical dial that you can turn the fans up and down if you want. And then this centerpiece actually lights up. But it's like, again, this sort of industrial future retro. I don't even know what you want to call it. But yeah, it's a 360 millimeter AIO. I really, really like that from them. And then they have a cooler, an air cooler. This is their Neutro Air 5. Again, fan grill, which is awesome. That orange design as well. Yeah. Single tower, single fan, but pretty nice little air cooler here as well from them. So I really, really like to see that. They had a handful of other coolers on display and things like that. But the thing that I really liked that they also had was their mag fan kit. So fans, especially RGB fans, over the past few years, we've seen ones that snap together. We've seen ones that we initially saw daisy chaining, so you don't have all that cable mess from each individual fan. Their sort of play on this is instead of the fans attaching to each other, what you're actually going to get is this. It's a 360 millimeter plate, and within that plate, there's these pogo style connections, and the fans actually just attach to the plate. And everything's wired through there. So there's a single type C that comes off of the plate, and then you can just attach your fans right onto there.
So you can like swap out fan models, essentially.
You can swap out fan models. You can flip the fans. So if you wanted to do reverse or something like that, you can just flip them. And everything is done through the plate, not done through the fans. It makes just, you know, just take one off, because even if you, you know, a lot of the fan, even the arrays or even the ones that snap together, you have to unsnap the fan and then take it off. This, you can just pull off. This does, you can just pull it right off. Yep. So I thought that was super cool that you're able to do that. So I really, really like that as well. But they added some cool stuff. Again, we have a full gallery of everything that they showed. But those were the cool things from Level Play there. Let's see here. Height. We saw some interesting things from Height. So one, they have a Y50 PC case. So brand new Y50. More compact version. It's, like I said, it's a little bit different than their Y70. But again, it's pretty affordable. I think they're going for right around like 100, 119 with no fans. Looked really good. They also are moving away from their sort of proprietary connections on a lot of their things, and they're just doing normal connections on everything. So they showed a bunch of that with their fans. And all of their like lighting and things like that. They also had their power connectors, and again, their color matching on their power connectors is perfect for their cases. So that was really cool to see. They had a prototype AIO, which I have a photo over here. New prototype, and with their AIO, it's not going to be thick like their the one that was super thick. It's going to be normal size. This is just a prototype that they had, but they'll be kind of moving to more standard
connections
and sizes and things like that. So they're doing that. Got to see this, which was it's a prototype that's not going to come out of a case, and also a prototype cooler that's also not going to come out. Well, they said, yeah.
Oh, so that's so cool.
Yeah, so that's not going to come out either, based on price and everything like that. But yeah, pretty cool to see. Like I said, new case. We'll probably be reviewing this, so stay tuned for that.
Is that a new AIO from them as well, or is that?
That's an iBuyPower AIO.
Okay, I was going to say, it looked like the iBuy. I couldn't tell if it said iBuyPower on top there, but
yeah, that's an iBuyPower one. But yeah, so that's what Height had. And then moving on from Height, let's see what else we had. So I saw a lot at Cooler Master, but the thing that I did want to see was that they had their memory. Well, G-Skill memory. It's a collab between them and G-Skill. They're not, and they said there's more coming when it comes to these collabs. So I don't know what that means.
Oh, okay.
Because they had the graphics card at last Computex. They had their graphics card that they sold as a Cooler Master graphics card, but wasn't actually, they just made the cooling kind of like this. So this is actively cooled DDR5 memory. Like super high-end modules. It looks really cool. It has an active cooling fan, but the fan, okay, so when you think of active cooling fans for like,
oh yeah, loud,
you know, they're loud. This is so quiet, so quiet.
Good
They had a prototype AIO too, Ryan, that I thought you would here it is right here. This,
yeah, I saw this. This looks good.
Yeah,
it has hints of like Asus ProArt.
Yeah, it does.
Design language, just a bit. But yeah, that looks pretty awesome.
400 watt cooling capacity on it.
Yeah.
It has some pretty cool tech inside. They had some really cool stuff, but mainly, like I said, the actively cooled memory was.
And those look good too.
They look really, really good. And like this top part lights up. Like they're really, really nice stuff there from Cooler Master. So that was really cool to see there as well. Let's see. We'll go to ADATA. ADATA had a ton on display, and like I didn't realize that ADATA made a ton of things. Like they make a lot, not just storage. But we did get to see the final version of their NovaKey memory. This is the Infinity Window. This is the final version. Looks really awesome. Just again, the first DDR5 with an Infinity Window, so we got to see that. Their CU DIMMs, we got to see a bunch of newer drives, higher capacities, a lot of these up to 8 terabytes. So that was really great to see. We talked about the Urban Tap Safe; they had that, but they also had their USB 4 drive, which is the Urban Pocket Elite, 4 gigabytes a second read, 3.6 write. So super fast portable SSD, USB 4. There's the Urban Tap Safe that we got to see as well. And they had a bunch of other stuff too, like beyond just you know, you think ADATA, you think storage, you think memory, but they have like, they had this really cool keyboard and mouse. This keyboard is super lightweight and it uses some type of battery tech where like you can plug it in and it lasts like forever. Like it lasts, like you plug it in for 10 minutes and it's, and it lasts like a super long time. So they had that. They also have a full line of like cooling solutions. So they have fans, they have AIOs, they have air coolers. They have all that stuff as well. And they have cases too. So they had a handful of different cases on display. Some really cool mods there too. There were actually some awesome mods that they had. And power supplies. And their power supplies have like fail-safe mechanisms now within the software. And we actually got to test it. So they had this test where you could turn the rails off. And then, you know, these would spike and mm-hmm. then it would alert you and everything, which I thought was pretty cool. And you could see it right on this, like the screen here. These would change and then it would give you alerts and it would turn the system off. And you could do it in real time, which I thought was super cool there.
Good way to show it. Yeah.
Yeah. From ADATA. So really like that. Inwin, they had some new signature cases that were a little bit different. So we saw their main signature case at CES. I think I have a photo of it, which is this guy right here, which is the Aeon. Saw that at CES. And they came out with two Aeon cases that are a little bit different. So we had the Aeon Neo ATX, which is looks like this. It's all mirrors. It's big. It's an ATX case. And it opens up, and this is what the inside looks like. So the inside looks like this. Tons of room for cooling. Just looks awesome. But the cool thing you would like about this, Ryan, is that, you know, you see this outer shell, and you're like, how do I open this? Like, how do I get this out?
Right.
It's on a slider, so you just kind of pull it out. So you can access your system cool. and everything like that. So they had that one. And then they come out with an Aeon Air, which is right. a smaller version. It's one of their first mini ITX signature series cases in a long time. Like I think since like the D-Lite, was it the D-Lite?
D-Lite, yep. Or this one looks like really good. I like the smaller version.
Yeah, and just like with the other one, this one you just pull out. You just pull the middle out.
The handle, yeah.
Yeah, so there's a handle at the top for this one, and you can see it supports graphics cards up to 375 millimeters, 360 millimeter fan array on the side. Just a good looking signature series case from them. So really like that. They have a couple new cases. They have this Neuron Micro ATX case, kind of futuristic looking case. It's actually, they said it's inspired by the MRT in Taiwan, which I thought
was going to say, cool. It looks like some sort of transportation bus or something.
Just yeah. So
the shape.
Yeah. That's what it was designed after. It looked really good. It's like a sleek looking case, micro ATX. So I really like that. And then they have this L50 Breeze case. So these have like this, the front panel is like, it's glass, but it's like, it has these waves sort of in the front of it. It actually looks really, really cool. And if you mix it with different lighting, like with the fans, it's actually looks really good. And again, depending on the color and everything like that. But these did look like you can see that front there. It looks, it kind of like almost brings back nostalgia vibes a little bit just by the way that it looks. But I really like these as well. These are going to be very affordable too. So expect to see those come out. We got to see again their workstation cases and things like that. And then they have this new accessories line, which I don't know how I feel about it. they have a speaker that's also a headset holder here. So the little speaker, headset holder.
Okay.
They have a monitor stand that has the speakers built in. This one makes a little bit more sense to me.
Yep.
And then they have this mouse pad with a rock.
Okay.
And the rock is an essential oil diffuser. I don't know what that's about.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, that one's a little weird. But overall, I really like their new cases, their signature series stuff. Just all looked really, really good. So that's what we saw from Inwin. And then moving on from there, Gigabyte. their big thing was wood. And they had some really cool products. So RTX 5080 Aorus Infinity Wood right here. So that's their Infinity RTX 5080. They've added wood accents onto it, both a white version and a dark version. Like the dark version has more walnut style on it. And then they also release power supplies that have these as well, which I have here's pictures of the power supplies right here. So they have wood accents. They've already had their wood motherboards, but then now they have so they already had this one. We saw this one at CES. Now they have a dark version. So essentially, right now with Gigabyte, you can do wood themed motherboard, wood themed graphics card, and wood themed power supply.
Yeah.
And again, they have white and dark versions. And with that, they had these kind of systems set up. Now, this is an AIO, what they have like a custom top on here. And then this case, they've added custom things. And I talked to them and they said, yeah, like we should sell this whole I was like, you should sell this whole thing as a kit. So if somebody wants to do a wood themed build, they have everything. This case is actually made by them as well. Now it's been like modded with these wood pieces, but you know, it would be cool if they just sell all this as a kit. Essentially, you just have to buy your memory, your CPU, and everything else would just come together. So that's a light version. You can see this. I thought you would
that
like
dark. Looks good. Yeah.
Yep. The dark version that they had of these cases as well. Just really cool to see that from them. They also had this new series, this anime series of products, and this includes graphics card and motherboards. You can see them all right here. So I thought that was super cool. They had this case right here. So it's a mini ITX case. It's a little bit bigger, but on the side, on the opposite side, did I not have a picture of it? I guess I didn't take a picture of the opposite side. On the opposite side, here's the opposite side.
Yeah.
On the opposite side is actually a monitor.
Yeah.
And this monitor can be pulled out so you can use it as a portable monitor. But if you're doing like a land rig, you're kind of good to go.
Back in the day, we would always be like, all right, one of these days, one of us is going to build a case that's got a screen in it, you know, so that you just have to carry the one thing to QuakeCon or whatever. And
yeah,
here it is.
Yeah, so it's all built in. And again, you can take the screen out and just use it by itself as well.
That's cool.
So they had that case. They had a ton of other stuff. They had this really cool motherboard. This motherboard was insane. This was X870E Aorus Infinity Next. And it uses 3D printed metal, same type of technology that's used in spaceships.
Mm-hmm.
This thing's not coming out. but
it looks so good.
It looks so good. Like just this metal, and that increases the surface area of all of these heat sinks. And that, of course, provides better cooling. The whole idea of this is to show that this tech is possible. It's very expensive to do this, so it's not going to be a retail product, but this could trickle down later into other products. It also has the world's first 3D printed vapor chamber for the chipset. You can see that's right here, actually. So this is 3D printed, this vapor chamber here, and you can see all the pieces. What's really cool to see, it has like crazy VRMs. I think it's like 5,180, I think, amps available for the CPU. So it uses like server grade VRM for everything. Like it was an insane motherboard, but just not something that's going to be essentially coming out. But really cool products from Gigabyte as well. Just so much. They also really quickly, we didn't go into detail on these, but they're finally releasing new gaming monitors. They hadn't in a while, and they kind of simplified things when they first came out with like their Aorus gaming monitors. There was like so many. They were curved, non-curved. They have like essentially three new ones, different sizes. I don't think any are curved, but they're all gaming monitors. And they all looked really, really nice as well. So like I said, lots from Gigabyte at Computex. And then from Gigabyte, one thing that just came out, I got to see briefly, was Noctua's new AIO. That's the one that's coming out. So this looked really good. Super clean design on this, and it's cool to see it basically like 2 years in the making from when they first showed like a little prototype of it. Now it's finished. Very industrial look to this too. Nothing flashy or anything like that. So got to see their AIO, and they also had a smaller, small form factor cooler that's a prototype that's not going to come out till next year for mini ITX systems, AMD specifically, but it like fits like right on like a mini ITX board, and it's like, but it features a full size 25 millimeter fan. It's not a small fan, so the performance is supposed to be really good. So I did that as well. But this AIO like was just officially announced yesterday, and we'll have some of these coming in to take a look at as well. So
yeah, it's pretty cool.
Definitely stay tuned for that. Corsair went old school with one of their cases. So this is their Warthog, which has, like I said, military type theme design. I don't know what you think about this one.
I mean, yeah, it definitely is like a throwback type design for sure. Especially like that side panel just reminds me of the old like plastic side panels, and they had to have some sort of metal frame to keep it, you know. Yeah, it's neat.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty cool. So
I could see some Halo builds in that thing, or something, you know.
Yeah, it did look really cool, and it bring back those nostalgia vibes. So that's what we saw from Corsair. I think that's essentially like all the really really cool stuff that we did get to see. But again, check out
Dell had that cool monitor.
Who did?
Dell.
Oh yeah, the Alienware. You mean?
Yeah, or Alienware. Yeah.
Yeah, Alienware had two new monitors that I got to see as well. So there's the AW3926QW. It's the world's first 39-inch 5K ultrawide OLED gaming monitor that has RGB stripe panel. And I got to learn about what RGB stripe does. Google RGB stripe, and they will better explain it than I ever will. But it RGB stripe kind of addresses a lot of issues that you'll find with OLEDs and things like that. Looked amazing. Like the two displays that they had actually looked amazing. Like just looked awesome. They also had an AW3426DW. This is their current generation QD OLED, or their latest QD OLED. It uses their Penta Tandem panel. And again, Google Penta Tandem to learn about that tech and everything like that. But 1300 nits of brightness, 280 hertz refresh rate. Both of these looked amazing that they had. Got to see the new XPS 13 as well. Nice. Like they're very much competing with Apple and the Neo with this XPS 13. So like that as well. Got to see a full breakdown of the actual the laptop itself. Yeah, I'd be interested
to see that one for sure.
Yeah, so got to see that. So pretty cool stuff from Dell and Alienware as well. But so much at Computex. Like, there's so much. We didn't get to cover half of what we actually got to see, just because it's just so busy and it's only me there. Ryan will maybe come at some point in the future, you know. So we'll see. He doesn't like long plane rides, so
no.
Yeah, so maybe we'll see Ryan come in the future. But so much at Computex. Like I said, check out our dedicated page. We have a ton of short form videos that have come out on our social media channels. Still more coming as well. So just a lot there. And then after Computex, I went to China. Second time in China. I was there back in 2016, so it's been a while since I was there.
10 years, your 10-year anniversary.
Yeah, basically my 10-year anniversary in China. And I was invited on a trip with Lexar to see how their products are made, which is incredibly cool. Incredibly cool. And there's me holding some of their new M-SATA products. So we got to go to one of their facilities that makes, essentially they make mostly automotive storage. So if you guys don't know, like all of your cars have storage. Yep. And one of those big makers is Lexar. And we got to see how they take a silicone wafer and they grind that down, and then they cut it, and the process was really, really cool. We couldn't show you any of the process because it's all like, you know, that's their proprietary tech, and we couldn't show you like this picture was taken by them. Like we weren't allowed to bring anything in. But it was cool. I got to obviously like wear the static suit and go into where they're making this and get to see them bond all of the chips together and how everything is kind of made. And it was really, really cool to actually be able to see the products getting made. So that was cool. Like I said, this is what your storage starts as. It starts as a silicone wafer like this. And then you can see it's sort of, it's kind of like scored. And then they cut it. And then that's like either your NAND or your controllers are made out of this, which was super, super cool. And then it turns into, like I said, eventually turns into, these are M-SATA drives, that they're new drives that are coming out. But you got to see that, which was really, really cool. And then from there, that was their one facility. Then we got to go to their other facility. And their other facility is just this awesome big campus. There's so much there. And we got to see the process of, you know, those products get made in the other facility. This facility, they also make products, but then this is where they do all their validation testing and things like that. And it's made to simulate years of use on their products. So it essentially will simulate like 10 years of read and write operations. And that happens to every product that they make. So before you get it, like your simple SD card
has gone through testing. Yeah.
And not only that type of testing, but extreme temperature testing, like error testing.
You're telling me I'm getting used hardware when I'm buying it new.
That's how all hardware is. At least it should be. But that just shows the reliability of the products. Mm-hmm. So that was really cool to see. And this is in that sort of assembly line that we were able to see all of that go on and all of the testing. And they've actually created, so their parent company, LongSys, they've created these massive test machines where they put like, again, at one time, like probably, I don't know, 10, 20,000 cards in, and they run this whole test at once. You know, they're testing all these cards at once before they come out. So that was really cool to see that. And you know, they run a bunch of other tests on things like that. So we got to see all of this testing. We got to see, like, you know, when something's like rated for like underwater,
like IPX, whatever.
Yeah. 68. So like we got to see like the tank that they use to do the testing, and we got to see like, they have like the drop test, and it's like this thing where like they let it go, you know, like that was all really cool, to see. And then like, you know, when it comes to products, like every once in a while, there's say it's an SD card, right? Mm-hmm. And say you have a camera and you're like, why is this specific SD card just like not work with my camera? Like it's slow or there's like an issue.
Right.
So they have this quality lab, and essentially inside this quality lab, they have like every phone, every camera, every motherboard, anything that takes like an SD card or memory or a drive or anything, they have like all these products. Like here's like all the phones, here's like all the action cameras, here's, you know, all these motherboards that are running. And these are like just a little bit, like there's just a ton of them, and these are all running in every day. They're running quality tests on these products to see if there's any issue, and if it's something like a drive, they can update the firmware to eliminate the problem. Or if there's like a bunch of user reports of issues with like, I don't know, say like a GoPro and a Lexar SD card, they can troubleshoot that within this this lab that they have. And again, they have like every camera, like all these cameras, like, and this isn't all of it, like there's a lot more that is there. But it was really cool to see how all this stuff gets made and like the process. And like, you think something like, again, like an SD card, right? Like something small that's, you know, relatively inexpensive goes through that much testing, like before it comes out.
That was surprising when you told me that the other day. It's like, okay, we're going to test like 100 out of this batch, right?
Yeah.
And then assume everything else is good. But no, they test them all, which is
yeah, they test crazy. Everything. And compared to the last time I went to a factory in China, I have to say, very clean, very like it was their facilities are really, really nice. And yeah, I got to eat like the cafeteria food that they had there, which mm-hmm. was actually really good. I don't know if you'd like it, Ryan, because Ryan only eats like American food.
No,
but yeah, no, it was a really cool experience. They actually have a coffee, like a Lexar coffee shop in the middle of the campus. So got to have coffee from there. It was cool. It was a really cool experience. And it just gives you like that, you know, like that, you know, mind, like you get to see just how these things are made. So I thought that was incredibly cool.
Right. Yeah. We get them in a box, you know, Amazon order gets dropped off and we just unbox it and start using it. But like, there's the whole process of testing and designing and manufacturing before it even gets to you. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, so that was, like I said, just a really, really cool experience overall. So yeah, shout out to Lexar for sending me out there. And that was an awesome, awesome experience. But yeah, that's essentially everything that we're going to be talking about this week. Like I said, lots of stuff that we covered at Computex and again, the China trip. And it's finally good to be back. And no word yet on what we have coming up next week. I'm kind of in catch up mode with everything. But we will have a lot of reviews coming. So definitely stay tuned for that. I don't know if there's anything else tech related that you wanted to talk about, Ryan.
I don't think so. I mean, it's been weeks since we talked. I know there's things that have happened and come out, but nothing that I can think of. No, I was just like playing travel via your Instagram and Facebook posts and just like checking stuff out. And I was like, man, is Computex going to get here? Cause you obviously went early and, you know, had a little trip and sightseeing and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, it was cool. And like, looked like there was quite a few people, you know, that we're familiar with and that went as well, you know, a lot of familiar
faces. That's the cool thing about Computex is like seeing all your friends and seeing other creators and stuff like that. So it was an awesome trip. Definitely, one of the funnest trips that I do. So you'll have to come at some point, and enjoy Taiwan and Computex and get to see all the cool products. That's the best thing about Computex is seeing so many, you know, new cool products. So,
well, like all the stores at the malls too, you're talking about the shopping centers where it's just like,
yeah,
it's cool.
Yeah. There's so much like the tech shopping is like, you think of tech shopping in America and it's like, you know, if you have a Micro Center by you and then, you know, Best Buy and maybe a couple other like computer stores like this, they have like malls that are just like fit. Like there's like an Asus ROG store. There's like a Thermaltake store. There's like an Aura store. Like they have so much. It's super cool. So yeah, definitely, like I said, definitely a fun trip. And but I'm excited to be back on the grind here. Like I said, we have a lot of content to get out to you guys. So definitely stay tuned for all of that. And essentially, like I said, that is essentially it for this week. But yeah, we'll be back next week, back on the normal schedule of having a podcast every week. So definitely stay tuned for that. So until next week, we will catch you guys later.